Two other features of a Beit Knesset, or shul, I want to speak about today, are the Bima and the Amud. And the truth of the matter is, there's a big difference here between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. What I mean by that is, in a Sephardic shul, you will find only one place where everything happens. All the action takes place at the Bima. It has other names. The Sephardic community might have other names for it that are quoted. And the goal of the Bima is to pray there, is to read from the Torah, Kriyat Torah. Everything takes place at the Bima. I'm not aware of any Sephardic shul that has both a Bima and an Amud. An Amud is mostly found in Ashkenaz shuls. And the Amud is at the front of the room, usually, either in front of the Aron or sometimes to the right of it, or to the left of it. And the Bima is usually in the middle of the room, generally behind maybe a row of seats or somewhere in the center. And the goal of the Bima, even its meaning, is it's supposed to be elevated off the ground. And here's where the difference comes out between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. The Sephardic practice is based on the Rambam. The Rambam writes that, most people assume it's based on the Rambam. There's other sources that is a Gemara that it's possibly based on as well, about a shul that was in Egypt, in Alexandria. The Gemara speaks about the shul that had some enormous amount of people that came to this minyan, and the way that they knew when to answer Amen. Anybody ever heard this Gemara? This guy would stand on the Bima and he would hold up flags. People were so far in the back and couldn't even hear the chazan that they would hold up flags every time it was time to say Amen, so that they could signal people in the room. So it was a Bima. The Gemara describes as Bima. The goal of the Bima, many, many different reasons that are quoted. You're getting an Aliyah, right? An Aliyah al-Torah, you're supposed to go up. Other examples given are Har Sinai. The Torah was given on Har Sinai. That's why we read the Torah from the Bima, which is higher up than the rest of the people. The Rambam basically quotes that it's an acoustics issue. If you put a Bima in the middle, it's going to be much easier to hear the Chazan, the Baal Koreh, the Rabbi giving a drasha, etc. And the idea of the Amud for Tfilah, so here's what's interesting. When the Ashkenaz shuls, there's a difference between Kriyat Torah and Tfilah. What's the difference between the two? Why would one assume that you should daven in one place and read the Torah in a different place, which is the practice in the Ashkenaz communities? The reason for that is based on a pasuk, and I actually witnessed this in a number of shuls in Poland. In Germany, they have a similar minhag. They do it a little bit differently. It's very old. In some of the older shuls, the pasuk says, Mima makim kraticha Hashem, like we have in the Tehillim that we say many times. Mima makim kraticha Hashem. Mima makim means from the depths, I call out to you, Hashem. So literally, you go to these shuls, and the place where the Shaliach Tzibur would stand, Ashkenaz shuls, is actually a groove in the ground. It's beneath the floor. Like, you would literally step down. It's also based on a Gemara, people who learned your Masechet Ta'anit. Yordim, right? Yordim lifnei ha-teva lehid palel. Yordim, you go down before the stand to lead the tefillah. So literally, there's a groove in the ground to accomplish the fulfillment of this pasuk, Mima makim kratich Hashem, I davened Hashem from the depths. So we fulfill that in the Ashkenaz shuls by having a lower step. In the German shuls, anybody know what they did? The entire floor of the shul is actually lower than street level. Many shuls like that. So either way you do it, you're accomplishing that that practice. So what do you do in a shul where there's so many people? And I was just at a shul recently in this community, somewhere in this community, where they moved the place of tefillah. I was in Ashkenaz shul. They moved the location of tefillah from the front, from the Amud, to the middle, to the Bima. And the reason for that was an acoustics issue. So many people coming to shul that people who were standing in all the way in the back or all the way in the back corner couldn't hear the chazan, the shliach tzibur, who was davening from the front. So they moved the Shaliach Tzibur to the middle. Is that allowed? The answer is that generally Ashkenaz practice is not to allow that. We prefer for the Shaliach Tzibur to be in the front because of this. It should be on a lower level. It shouldn't be on a higher level. The idea of not being on a higher level for tefillah is, of course, arrogance. We don't want to seem too haughty before God. So unless it's needed for acoustics issues, we don't allow that. One more comment on this. Two more comments. in a couple hundred years ago, the beginning of the Reform movement, the Reform communities moved their bima to the front of the shul, right in front of the aron. And the reason they did this, according to many of the contemporary at that time, contemporary rabbis, was because they wanted to copy a different religion who puts their altar in the front of the room. So there was this big push. Any Orthodox shul that tries to do that, don't daven there. You can't go in that shul. It's like following the ways of the non-Jews. And the truth of the matter is, this was a big debate. It was a raging debate. It's still a raging debate. It's not the most simple thing to move the bima around in the shul, to move it to the front or to other places. But the answers that are given is, if it helps the prayers, and you're not doing it to copy them, then the argument should be that it would be allowed. The argument for saying that it should be right in the middle, for many reasons, right? In the Mishkan, the Torah was in the middle, the Bima is in the middle, the Mizbeach in the middle of the Beit HaMikdash. The Torah is supposed to be like the heart inside the body. It's supposed to be like the seed inside the fruit. That's how many explained it. Just one last comment on this. That Rambam that I mentioned before, you put the Bima in the middle of the room, he says it wouldn't be a problem, because if you think about it, if the rabbi's standing on the Bima to speak to the shul, he's turning his back to the Aron. So the Rambam writes that the bimas should have kind of walls, like mechitzot. And those mechitzot turn it into its own space, its own domain, and that would relieve the issue of turning the back to the Aron. So just in conclusion, I think it's important to make this distinction, although in the Sephardic shuls everything goes on in the bima. It's important to think about the idea that Tfilah and Kriyat HaTorah are really not exactly the same. Kriyat HaTorah is supposed to be in an elevated location for all the reasons that I mentioned. And Tfilah, ideally, if it's not in actuality, at least in the way that we approach Tfilah, it's supposed to come from a lower place, a feeling of, who am I to stand before Hashem and ask Him for things on behalf of myself and on behalf of the community? It's important to constantly remind ourselves what the goals of Tfilah versus the goals of,